Think Again with Borderlands Cooperative.
Join us for critical conversations about things that matter.
Every Friday at 10 a.m. on 3CR Community Radio, 855 AM on your dial.
And 3CR Digital, streaming live at 3cr.org.au.
So together, let's think again about important matters affecting us, like economics,
politics,
education,
health,
climate,
and what we can do about it all. Welcome to Think Again, a program presented to you by Borderlands Cooperative, an organization working for social change for 28 and a half years. We're broadcasting from the 3CR studio on the not ceded land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. I'm Jacques Boulet.
And I'm Jennifer Burrell.
And I'm Mari Brennan.
Today is our annual fundraising program. So for today's Radiothon, apart from trying to convince you, dear listeners, to get your credit cards and your purses do the talking and support both Think Again and 3CR Community Radio, we three will do a bit of a review of what Think Again is really about, what it has been about and what it still is about, and why we started the program now more than 7 years ago. But first, a bit about Borderlands, the organization that produces Think Again, and sharing some information about what it's about and what it has been about for the last 28 years of its existence.
Yeah, well, that was a long time ago, 1997. I was on the first board of directors, and like others around at the time, we were looking for spaces where alternative thinking and talking and taking action could happen. And as I say, that was 1997, and we were talking at a time about alternatives to corporatisation that was really taking off in the 1990s. Corporatisation, the managerial approach, the conveyor belt factory approach to delivering services and education, which we've talked a lot about. And then we used to use the word economic rationalism. So everything was rational because of what it meant economically and efficient, not looking at true productivity, of course, but saving a lot of money. So that's the context where Borderlands really took off.
Yeah, well, I wasn't in the state when this joined. And so, but I joined formally about 8 years ago once I retired and was living back in Melbourne. So though I'd always kept in touch with Borderland because of my fellowship with the Action Research Issues Association, the World Congress on Action Research, our national conference, and hearing about many of the projects that took up the participatory processes of evaluation, planning and organisational change.
Yeah, so having people participating in their actual research and evaluation.
That's right. And so because I was into that, I was really interested in what Borderlands was doing and also in trying to think through how you work with other people who are different from oneself. And so to me, Borderlands Cooperative and Think Again program embody the effort to build momentum for change, to change with the community, for collective connecting to make a difference.
Yeah, and not just acting on people.
No, with.
With.
That's right. So we probably also should mention briefly that for about 10 years, we run an accredited graduate program, actually. It was called OASIS, which is an acronym for the Organic Integration of the Aesthetic, Spiritual, Ecological and Social. And we also are connected with a quarterly journal called New Community, which particularly also supports the community development approach in the way in which we, you know, work with people in their communities, and particularly also work on with people who are deprived of the regular normal services, which people who are, you know, can actually afford these kinds of things.
So just sorry to interject. I just want to tell listeners, which we probably haven't said, this is our fundraiser program. So that's why we're doing a little bit of a retrospective about what this program Think Again's about, and Think Again, of course, being a project of Borderlands Cooperative.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've had a couple of donations so far.
Yeah, and if you do have donated and we can't mention you at the moment, that means that people are here so busy to stay on the phone, to run programs, to talk with one another and all of that. So
don't worry if you've donated and we haven't announced you
that's
yet.
That's correct. So we also then particularly seven and a half years ago.
Can I just say a couple of the donations? We've got Anonymous donated $60.
Yep, and David from Bomaris gave us about $100. Thank you so much, David.
Thank you so much.
And I know I put in five somewhere.
Oh, thank you, Mari.
Yeah, anyway, we'll talk some more.
And someone named Alexi, apparently, but we can't find it.
So there you go. Why did we start Think Again in 2019?
We have to think again about that.
We started with our focus, particularly through Borderlands, the new community and the other things we did, because we are really focused on restoring humanity to being a relational species, that it is important to think about us as humans, not as individuals just, but that we are relationally connected with one another, with nature, with all that surrounds us.
And that's who we are.
And that is also how we started our first program in June 2019. And it still reverberates and has reverberated across and explicitly also underpinning many of our programs since June 2019. So Jennifer and I, as well as conversations we had with numbers of people who have come to talk with us at Think Again, so it always had that underlying kind of a reflection on how does that sit with us being a species that lives relationally. So this we wanted to really mount an argument against the culture of individualism as well as against blind collectivism. So we're totally not afraid to regularly become a bit theoretical about all of this as well.
Make your donation during our annual Radiothon and help us celebrate 50 years on air.
Donate to the 3CR Radiothon fundraiser this June.
To donate, call 0394198377 or go online at 3cr.org.au.
3CR, celebrating 50 years.
Yes, we weren't afraid to become a bit theoretical to support our opinions, but we're also political and interested in daily practice. One of the big issues that's been always there since the beginning of Borderlands and since this program started is peace. Because peace is an issue that's resonated through many of the programs that we've put on board. And the Borderlands Library also has a good section on peace and conflict studies. Mm-hmm. One highlight is the collected works of Gandhi. And our links with the new Journal of New Community also show some of those concerns over time.
Mm. Yeah.
And another thing I need to mention is that we were also very much involved and in support of the creation of the online Peace Museum. A peace museum which you can access, Australian Living Peace Museum.
And we had a whole program about that.
ALPM interviewed people about it. And so just have a look.
So please ring in and donate to the station.
Because the station's expenses are rising and we need your donation to keep up.
So how do they do that, Jacques and Mari? How do they ring the station, 94198377, or you can go online.
3cr.org.au/donate, and then you can say which show you're trying to support. For example, Think Again, please.
Yes.
Or you can text 0488 809 855.
Or can you say that again, that number?
0488 809 855.
And it's important to mention Think Again because we have a target. We have been given a target of $1,500, which we need to reach to contribute to the survival and the blossoming of 3CR.
Yeah, yes. The ongoing blossoming. So far we've raised 160 and we only have 1,340 to go.
So please ring on the number 03 9419 8377, or text 0488 809 855, or you can go online 3cr.org.au/donate.
Yes.
And please mention Think Again.
And if you ring during the program and want to make a comment on our program, we love to hear what you're thinking. So please feel free to ring in and give us a comment.
Pledge now, pay later. Did you know that you can pledge your support to 3CR Radiothon now and pay up later? Call the station during business hours on 9419 8377 and tell us what you'd like to donate, and then pay your donation later.
3CR, celebrating 50 years.
Half a century is a long time, but there we are, 50 years of age. Just to go back to one of the things we talked before the little music break, peace has always been a theme for Borderlands and for Think Again, really. Even if we often were basically talking about its opposite, war and violence and genocide. So really what we're talking about was too often the absence of peace. We talked about peace in everyday relations, especially about men's violence against women, for example, about how to run and manage organizations other than with the managerialism kind of a background and structure in mind.
Yeah, the command and control kind of way. Sounds appropriately militaristic.
That's right. And we have talked, a lot about politics nationally, internationally, always again with a view to question the usual stories and the opinions and the ways of presenting the issues at stake in the mainstream media, and particularly also criticize mainstream media. Listeners will remember many programs about Israel's genocide in Gaza, about Russia and Ukraine, and we commented about Australia's rather silly China politics, its militarization. And often we talked about issues that rarely made it in the mainstream media. For example, we had a whole program about the Chagos archipelago, which was sort of like really siphoned off the island of Mauritius,
yeah,
taken away from it in order to create an American base.
Yes.
Africa. We talked about Africa, about the 300-400 years worth of slavery. We talked about the United Nations and the need for it to be supported. And we, of course, a lot talked about the U.S.
Yeah, Jack, I agree. And I think, you know, that idea that peace is more than just about the absence of war,
mm-hmm.
I think that is really important to think about it, how we need to change our daily practices at home and in our institutions, and develop new forms of analysis and even new language to talk about what might feel like peace. And what might produce more peace. And I think you two, Jacques and Jennifer, have had some really important conversations and interviews about that. The many, many conversations about democracy and about living cooperatively and making our organisations less authoritarian and hierarchical or militaristic. So one of our Borderlands' key concerns is about recognising the violence of everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
For example,
mm-hmm.
the racism and that insidious hierarchy of race that underpins colonialism and its continuing lived legacy, the colonialism of now, the inequities that are structured into all our institutions.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we think again about ways to redress these lived issues?
Mm-hmm.
This is Sam Pang, and I am encouraging everyone to donate to the 3CR Radiothon, the target $300,000, celebrating 50 years. I did my time here, which sounds like a prison term, but that's not what I'm talking about. I had a wonderful time here, and I just encourage everyone to donate.
And I think one of our Borderlands key issues is to how we develop methods to involve people in projects, that change things. So one example at the moment is a big grant that Borderlands, in conjunction with Angeles Neighbourhood House and the Sudanese Children's Fund, got to produce a people's plan for Footscray, funded by the Foundation for Greater Melbourne, and we're a quarter of the way into that project now, a two-year project. And Borderlands has been running a range of events bringing different communities together, bringing people back into public decision-making, including their own planning for their own community.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's very radical.
Sadly, yes. Particularly after the last 30 years or 35 years or so. We want to go beyond token government consultation, usually after the decisions have been made, and bringing an example to Western Melbourne of how organised communities working together can build both the skills and the capacities, as well as our public power, to make change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you can find out more about that project online. So you can look at https://peoplesplanoffootscray.net. We'll put that in the online podcast. Notes, so you can get those details then. So we've got things like dinner conversations planned on different topics like housing, so people can discuss their different needs for Footscray and work out how they might be incorporated into future plans. My current favourite planned activity is the Footscray People's Cup, designed intentionally as a counter event to the current FIFA. Instead of the elitism and commercialisation of the FIFA World Cup, we want to celebrate the joy and wonder of football, bringing people together to celebrate our struggles for a world built on solidarity.
Yes, while both demonstrating and creating spaces of peace.
Yes.
And collectivity.
And
collective goodwill and fun and celebration.
Yeah. You can join in on July the 18th. You can build a five-a-side program and be part of that. You can join another team.
A five-a-side team, you mean?
Five-a-side team, yeah. Mm-hmm. You can join another team or just enjoy all the associated activities and barracking on the day.
And as you say, we'll put the details of that on our program page.
Yeah, and as you know, dear listeners, it is unfortunately come up to tax time. All donations over $2 are tax deductible. So it's also your way of, in a peaceful kind of way and a meaningful way, do something else than just giving your taxes for nuclear submarines or paying the price of data centers, which are meanwhile being developed in Footscray and are making a noise and creating AI, which is something where we don't really have much time for
exactly.
In think again. Yeah. So where would you rather put your money, rather than in a place which argues meaningfully against these things, or give it to the tax, pay it to the tax recipient, the state, who then uses it for nuclear submarines.
Yeah, so and as I heard Joe Toscano say on 3CR, why let all the rich people have the tax deductions? You listeners, you should get your tax deductions.
Or pay no tax at all.
Or pay no tax, exactly. So I'll remind listeners, you're listening to Think Again at 3CR Community Radio on 855 AM on your dial and streaming live at 3cr.org.au. And today is our annual Radiothon special, and we're asking for donations.
$1 even will make a difference.
Exactly. Please feel free to ring in. So would one of you two like to explain to people how to make a donation?
Yep, you go.
All right. You can ring direct to 3CR and tell them that the counter 03 9419 8377, or you can text 0488 809 855, or you can go online to donate 3cr.org.au/donate.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous.
And easy, like just opening your purse and
You can walk
take a dollar out.
You can walk in business hours to 21 Smith Street, Collingwood. Right. It's down the Victoria Parade end of Smith Street.
And bring your purse.
Yeah.
In terms of our program again, let's just have a bit of a continuation of our reflection of what we've been doing.
And why we're asking for money.
That's right. In terms of national politics, we did in the 2021 or thereabouts, we had our battles with the Morrison government, as some of our faithful listeners will remember, in the first years of our program. We didn't much like that government,
their government.
Yeah, that's right. Their COVID policies or the absence of COVID policies, their environmental or social policies, really. But we continued to criticize features of the governmental system later as well, after Morrison was finally gone. We are very critical of the rather silly two-party system, about the centrism of Australian politics, which often then ends into really decisions about nothing. The absence of explicit rights in the Constitution, particularly, as well. The meager attempts to achieve equality and social justice. Indeed, the socialist issues we have been talking about and the policies in our program, they often have been topical about housing, about health, about poverty, about gambling, disability, welfare.
Yes. Thank you, Jacques. And I'd just like to announce a donation. Thank you so much, Amy, for your donation. She says, I love your content and your support. It's a pleasure to see you every fortnight. So, of course, that's Amy from Kill Your Lawn, which is a wonderful program.
Thanks, Amy.
Thank you.
Borderlands has run reading programs and seminar series in our Footscray home on the kind of topics that Jacques was mentioning.
Yeah, housing, health,
housing,
poverty.
Health, in, you know, the voice to parliament, poverty, disability. And I'm remembering two seminars in particular at Borderlands. One was from the Earthworker Cooperative Network about their network of cooperatives. And I even employed their Earthworker Construction Cooperative when I had a sinkhole in my backyard.
Amazing.
Denied, of course, by the insurance company because it was so far away from Dalesford in Footscray. Although we had people in the street hanging on to their exercise machines for dear life while their house shook around them. Anyway, the second seminar I found really challenging and informative was by Anitra Nelson on degrowth economics. And as well as that kind of more reading groups and seminar series, that we've also, and there's a number of Borderlands members who've contributed to PhD supervision related to things like youth work, social work, community work, First Nations activism, education and health.
And we have tried to come up with ideas about alternative ways of doing the economy.
Yeah.
We tried to validate other less noxious ways of doing the capitalist economy and advocated for cooperatives, the commons, social enterprise and worker-owned businesses. And we try to link all of those to community development approaches. That means we prefer to call it the development of community approaches, because that seems to us and to me personally the big missing link. We talk about community development as if everyone knows what community is, but I think we really, given our relationality approach, we need to relearn what it means to be community.
Yeah, and we talk about community as if it's an add-on.
That's right.
But it's really bringing us back to who we are and historically and how most cultures operate except
that's
for
right,
ours.
That's right.
And we need to move away from the kind of more formalistic versions of community as a place with just things or a group of people with just shared interests. And that can be targeted.
That's
but
correct.
I think we've got to really think differently. And I know that Jacques, you're always keen in particular to offer a historical perspective to what we've talked about.
That's right. Rather than just offering sort of almost like pornographic information about occurrences and contemporary events, we always try to go back wondering about precedents and processes that led to today's situations and happenings. Gaza did not start on the 7th of October 2023. The Ukraine disaster did not start in 2022 with the Russian invasion, and slavery has a story of centuries to tell us.
For the month of June, we're asking listeners to donate to the station to help keep us going. We rely on the generous donations of the community to survive. Go to 3cr.org.au and show your support for community-owned and community-run media.
Yeah, your support is what has kept 3CR on air since 1976. It doesn't go to individual programs. It goes to keep the actual station going and kept alive by 50 years of listener support. So join that legacy.
Yeah,
please donate through ringing 03 9419 8377, or texting 0488 809 855, or go online 3cr.org.au/donate. Please remember to mention us if you're doing it in this time. So I really like, going back to what we've been thinking about, I really like about our history on 3CR, and I really like the way you two, Jen and Jacques, on the program, make the links between issues. So they're not, here's a little bucket called environment and here's one called politics and here's economics. Environmental issues are not separate from colonialism and capitalism, patriarchy and related inequalities. So I really like that first program this year where you talked about the three cataclysms of ecology, community violence and world politics, you know, looking at extreme weather events brought on by climate change, the Bondi massacre and its fallout, including the shameful weaponization of the tragedy for political purposes, and the megalomaniac spinning out of control of the US under Trump and the implications for Australia. And yes, we live those events, but they're all local and they're all global, and we have to somehow make sense. And that's why 3CR is really important, because if you're trying to dissent from mainstream, you actually need to really think through the issues.
Be also careful to remember people who have inspired us. We discussed, for example, the Brazilian educator Paulo Freire twice. We talked about Manfred Max Neefe, who developed the human scale development idea. And recently we talked about a Catholic workers' movement and its founder, Cardinal Joseph Cardane. So we really try to also... They always call it standing on the shoulders of heroes or something, but I don't like that image because I don't like to stand on no one's shoulders.
I think that it's really important to remember that history lives in us. And you've had on this program many programs with activists, writers, academics, journalists and public intellectuals. And I think that's why people keep tuning in and hitting the podcasts. So thanks for this contribution, you two, to 3CR's commitment to dissent and to keeping the community informed.
And thank you, Mari.
I've only been on a few times. So we need to finish up now.
Thanks to our listeners, indeed, for tuning in to this Radiothon program or special program of Think Again on 3CR Community Radio today, and to everyone who donated to 3CR and who nominated our program. If you want to send us any comments about today's program and all of our programs, email Borderlands, info@borderlandscooperative.net.au. Our past programs are available by podcast on a variety of platforms and via the 3CR website at 3cr.org.au. And if you do want to donate, it is not too late. Meanwhile, to finish our program, please enjoy Milky Manna by King Stingray. Yeah.
down by the fire. Man, I got no reason to rise. I never lose touch. What kind of man do you think I am?
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.